in the office, just getting things ready to go and getting information for you, Chuck, because you're going to be making the announcements.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. And again, this year, thanks to Carrie's Bridal and Diamonds, you and Jeff Williams, our president, will be in tuxedos because it's such a big announcement. And we appreciate the tuxedos because you guys look so handsome up there doing that.
How big is tomorrow's announcement? And I know you can't make the huge reveal on exactly what the total is going to be, but just how big are we talking?
Well, last year we gave away over $500,000. That was a new record for us, and I will say we were able to go over that this year. So I will say
wow.
that.
Well, that's huge.
And I'm sitting. You caught me off guard, and I'm sitting. Somebody just crashed. So anyway, you know, and when we look at the individual totals for the different groups, we had, I believe it was 9 new groups this year, and 2 of them ended up in the top 6 on the amounts of money that were raised. And we had all the counties represented that we work with, except for Coffee County. But this year we had 2 groups from Greenwood, 2 groups from Morris County. Of course, we've got 4 from Chase County, Wabunsee County, and Osage County. They were all represented. And they all did really well. And, of course, Lyon County came in as strong as ever. And it's been a lot of work.
Well, that's a lot of donations to sift through and to designate, but it will all be worthwhile tomorrow as the big number is unveiled and all of the, 35 organizations will receive funding that they will put to a good use for all the great work that they do. So really it is, you know, just a win-win situation, and it's really great theater. So if you cannot make it to the Flint Hills Mall, and things will start at 10 o'clock tomorrow,
yes,
we encourage you to tune to KVOE right here and listen to it. It's great theater, that is for sure. So we're going to start at 10 a little earlier this year just because, Becky, we have more checks to give out, huh?
We have more checks to give out, and you guys are so great. This really is good theater. It's like you've told me, this is good radio, because we don't only just announce the amount. We call them up front, and they get to tell a little bit about what they're going to be doing with this money. And we will have chairs out there tomorrow. Clarence French at the mall has told us he's going to be setting out chairs. I don't know how big the crowd is. I've told some people if you want to bring a lawn chair, you can do that. We will be set up in front of the movie theaters there, and lots of room, and we have a backdrop, and we just have a lot of fun giving these out. And I will tell people they probably should bring Kleenexes, because some of these really bring tears to your eyes when you hear about what these organizations are doing.
There's been some pretty pleasant, surprise is a total understatement here with some of the groups as they sit there and, they're already kind of on pins and needles to a degree, but, the last couple mm-hmm. of years specifically, it seems like, with the overall totals climbing the way that they have, a lot of the organizers are just like, okay, what am I going to get? And then when they get that final number, it's like, bang, right. Holy cow. It is amazing to see this.
Yeah. We've had a couple of groups that have increased the amount by significant amounts over what they've done before, like $8,000 to $10,000 over what they've done before. I think some groups are going to be totally, completely surprised. And of course we've got the ones that kind of hang in there and do what they normally do, which is fine. Because it all is very generous, and it just shows the generosity of our community. It's just, I work with an instructor out in Brooklyn, New York, and she's never been to Kansas. And there's a bunch of people that I work with on Zoom every 2 weeks. They just cannot believe the generosity of our community here in Kansas. And it always, they just sit there and they're just blown away when they find out the numbers that we do out here. And it's a lot of fun to tell other people what's going on with all these organizations. And what's really interesting, too, is we have such a wide range of organizations. We have everything from, of course, Team Schnack that promotes information and helps kids with type 1 diabetes to, you know, historical organizations like Latimer Preservation Society and Strong City and Arvonia. And Greenwood came in this year with their historical society down there. And it just shows what people, their passions, where their passions lie. And they give with their heart towards these passions.
Well, and a lot more. I'll tell you what, 35 organizations will feel the effect of the givingness of our community tomorrow morning at the Flint Hills Mall. So again, what time will we get started, Becky?
Well, we are going to be going live on the air at 10, and I believe you guys have it blocked off from 10 until around noon, or until we give all the money out. And so people will want to get there before 10, and the stores don't open up before then, so you'll be able to find lots of parking and park right there by the movie theater and just go right in there. And like I said, we'll have chairs there. Clarence has promised us that from the mall. And we'll get started at 10 o'clock.
Becky, before we wrap things up, and this may be a question I ask you on the air tomorrow, but from your perspective here, you know, we focus on the individual check amounts. We focus on the overall check amount, which kind of really wondering now where that's going to wind up landing here for tomorrow late in the morning hours. But the other thing that we try to focus in is the community impact and the quality of life that has come from Match Day during its history, and specifically as we've seen these massive totals come in the last 2 to 3 years. What's your perspective here on the community impact and the area impact that Match Day has been able to foster the last decade?
What it does is, for these organizations that participate, it gives them the funding to do things that they normally wouldn't do. For example, Team Schnack, Kent has been number one the last few years, and I believe he supported 25 kids to go to a type 1 diabetes camp last year, and that comes from this funding. And just the different things that, the Wade Barrett Memorial, they provide swaddles for every baby that comes from Newman Regional Hospital out of the obstetrics there. And the things that come out of these different organizations and the preservation of our history, gosh, you know, you look at Pioneer Bluffs, ranching heritage down there, and Team Schnack and Pioneer Bluffs have been going back and forth the last few years for the amount of money raised, but the ranching heritage is so important for our heritage here in the Flint Hills. And the amount of money they're able to raise and to educate people about our heritage and why we do what we do here and what the past is like and why we should preserve it. You know, you look at these organizations and what this funding does for them, it's a funding opportunity that they couldn't probably do on their own. And the Emporia Community Foundation does not keep a dime of any of the money that's donated, which is interesting because I was talking with an organization out in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. They keep 15% of every donation that comes in. Yeah. And I said, really? I said, we don't keep anything for Match Day, and we give it all back to the organizations. And we do have sponsors, and we're so grateful for our sponsors because they help us because we do have expenses like printing and mailings and things like that. Last year we had 944 unique donors, and that doubled over from the first Match Day was a little over 400. And so we have to either email, if we have their email address, but we have to send back thank you letters, and just the postage on something like that can be expensive when you have to send out those letters. And so the impact for these organizations to be able to join together, and one of them, I was talking to Greg Jordan the other day from the Lyon County History Center, and he said what he really enjoys is getting together with the other organizations, learning about them and learning what they do, and sharing ideas and what works for them, and, you know, so they all work together. And we've been talking about the 35 groups. This year we did have a sponsor who, Shirley Antis, was a sponsor for the Fund for the Future. That's the Emporia Community Foundation's fund. And that didn't come out of the regular matching dollars that we had. We had $175,000 this year. That didn't come out of there. But that is included in the total because people did donate to our Fund for the Future.
Well, it is always a fun and entertaining and enlightening day when we get to tune in and see those checks given out and hear about those checks given out. It happens tomorrow, Flint Hills Mall, 10 a.m. Becky, we look forward to seeing you and talking with you tomorrow.
We'll be there.
I bet you will.
Exciting.
You better be. All right, Becky,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
Becky,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm Becky Nirenberg, Emporia Community Foundation CEO. And the Community Foundation's Match Day check presentations coming up tomorrow, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the morning show, we do actually have at least a scattered number.